How am I?
How are you?
Rich and famous. It's very nice of you to ask, though. Thank you. What's your name, madam?
My name's Angie.
Angie?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a grandmother by any chance?
Yes.
Oh, Angie, a gran. Angie, Grand, everyone. Is this your daughter? What's going on here?
Yes.
I notice you have a massive tattoo on your thigh, madam.
Yeah.
It's quite a short skirt. Bit of good news, your cervix looks fine. Yeah. Someone had a healthy breakfast. What do you girls do? What do you do for a living?
I'm self-employed. I'm a seamstress.
Self-employed? A seamstress?
I do.
What year is it? She's a seamstress. Because, you know, selling matches is a thing of the past. So you're a seamstress. So wedding dresses?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you do, Angie O'Grand?
I'm retired.
Of course, but before you became a burden... We realise now you're in Western Supermare's thriving oxygen thievery business. But what did you do before?
I'm just a woman.
You were just a woman? Fucking Tina Turner over here. Fucking Chaka Khan vibes. Just a woman. I'm every woman. What the fuck are you talking about? You were professionally a woman. I think there's a name for that, isn't there? It's a very old profession. No wonder Dan's not here. We don't know who he is. Do I want to be here? I'd love it. It's quite a depressed voice. Do you want a beer? Do you like a beer? Oh, no. What's your name, madam?
Lauren.
Lauren, where are you from, Lauren?
Telford.
Telford? Well, that explains the depression. Christ, you never have to go back. Cheer up. What do you do, Lauren?
I work at Butlins.
You work at Butlins? What are you, in charge of vibes? Do you want a beer? You fucking do, you're at Butlins. What do you do at Butlins? Are you like a yellow coat or whatever the fuck that is? Oh, well, you do what, sorry?
Allocations.
You do allocations. Is that a thing? The fuck is allocations? You choose where people stay. Well, they're in fucking Butlins. You've just fucking said. I can't imagine anyone comes over your desk and you go, oh, all right, we've sent you to the Bahamas. I presume this is the other half. What's your name, sir?
Ben.
Ben, what do you do, Ben?
I'm a paralegal.
You're a paralegal. So like a lawyer, but you scale buildings. I don't really know what a fucking paralegal is. What do you actually do?
You do work on behalf of a solicitor.
You do work on behalf of a solicitor, but you're not the solicitor. But you're not the solicitor. Did you make the tea, Ben? I don't mind, Ben. It's like, yeah, paralegal sounds better than tea boy. But of course, everyone does that to an extent. Like, I used to work, when I was a young man, I worked as an underwater ceramic engineer. And washing up. Now, of course, I'm a laughter therapist. The elderly whore has a question. Sorry. Sorry, do you prefer senior whore? How do you eat a cream biscuit? For her dry snatch, maybe. It's as dry as a nun's nasty, is it? I would use a bit of Aussie charm, I imagine. You're familiar with the phrase Aussie charm?
Yeah.
One of those. Yeah, that's got a name. Did you think he'd invented that? He didn't invent that. That's a pretty well-known move. I don't know where this conversation's going. What?
I want to know how you would eat a cream biscuit. Do you lick it from the inside?
Run, Jimmy, run!
A cream biscuit? I don't even know what a cream fucking biscuit is. The fuck are you talking about? Do you mean like a cracker, or do you mean like a...
With
like a custard cream. Just say custard cream then, you fucking maniac. I wouldn't eat a custard cream. You think a body like this just fucking happens? No. Yeah. There's a big fella there going, I'll fucking smash a custard cream right now. He's looking at me like a fucking owl. You're funny and everything, but I could fucking smash a pack. Good on you. At your Western show tonight, for Will Johnson's 25th birthday, if you can shout him out, he's an aspiring stand-up comedian. Where's Will? Where are you, Will?
Get him out.
Well, hi, Will. Will?
Yeah.
Have you got a joke for us, Will?
Oh.
Don't feel you have to. You've got what, sorry?
Quite a posh voice.
Well, that's not going to hold you back. In my experience, that's fine. What do you do? What do you do at the moment?
I'm a draftsman.
You're a draftsman, and do you genuinely want to be a stand-up?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you the secrets, right? And these are not my thoughts, these are from the masters, okay? We pick up our money at night, but the work is during the day. It's all about writing. Just write jokes. Write fucking great jokes. And this year, don't go to Spain or Portugal or anywhere fancy on holiday. Go to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and hang out and go and see shows. Go there for a couple of weeks. And if you don't like being in sweaty, small comedy clubs every night, it's not for you. If you go there and fucking love it, that's the life. Go and test it out for a month in August. Go to Edinburgh and, you know, experiment. See if you like it. Good luck. Right. Maybe, who knows? Good advice, all right. What else we got? Can you please run through some chemistry GCSE revision with Sam as he bailed the revision to be here? Where's Sam? Where are you, Sam? Hi, Sam.
Hi.
When's this exam?
Tomorrow.
I think you'd be all right. It's a fucking GCSE, mate. It's the fucking basic level. You'd be absolutely fine. What were your predicted grades?
Sevens.
What's that in old money?
A.
A. Fucking relax. I think you've done the best thing. You've come out, you've had a laugh, released some endorphins, sleep well, try and get 8 hours, if you can. Try and sleep well, have a proper breakfast. You're off to the fucking races, you'll be fine. You okay? Yeah. Sam's a piece of piss, man. Relax. He's a bright boy. He's pretty to say. He's going to be fine. It's like the opposite of that. Do you like calling a lovely angiogram that? You're fucking tremendous, love. My 37th, mum's 63rd, here together, fun times. Who's
the...
Woo! You're 63?
Yeah.
But look at the fucking mileage on it. Happy birthday, girls. What a nice thing.
Jimmy, what do you think of Western Supermare?
What do I think of Western Supermare? Well, it's hard to answer that without offending a proportion of the audience. Okay, the more interesting question is, how is he able to read minds? Get out of my mind! Yeah, it's a shithole. But it's all right, I'm fucking here, I quite like it. Well, mate, what's your name?
My name's Karina.
Karina, and what do you do, Karina?
I'm a head teacher.
A head teacher? Like, oral, don't neglect the balls. That kind of thing. Just, she got a very loving tap on the back of the head there from the other half. Oh, she's not fucking bad at that either. You're a head teacher. Now, what kind of a school? Is it like a secondary school? Is it
it's a primary school.
A primary school?
Like Western-Super-Mare.
A primary school in Western-Super-Mare. So you've still got 16-year-olds in there that you've been held back repeatedly. Refuse to take their headphones off.
It's like
2-year-olds
to 11-year-olds.
2-year-olds? What the fuck are 2-year-olds doing at school? What the fuck are they learning? Two-year-olds to what age?
11.
2 to 11? It's not a primary school. Now what the fuck is going on there? Is this the other half?
We've been together 2 years. It's Darren.
You've been together 2 years. This is all way too much information. I feel like I'm on Mum's Net suddenly. You're from where, sir?
Northern Ireland.
You're from Northern Ireland. Okay.
Hey!
Well, you got a lift home. And what are you doing in Western-Super-Mare? Presumably, with this relocation program. They'll never look for him here. What do you do?
I'm a compliance officer.
A compliance officer? Do you mean you just agree to do what she says? I don't know what a compliance officer is. I imagine you just agree with people.
HGV.
What's it?
HGV.
HGV. Have you ever formed a full sentence? Have a go. Just fucking... It's like a fucking IKEA pack of a conversation. Just throwing bits at me. Fucking how am I meant to put this together? A compliance officer, HGV. So a heavy goods vehicle, and you comply... What the...
The guy's legal.
So you check if the guy's legal?
Yes.
Right. So you check if he's got a fucking license. What's the point of you? We've got traffic officers. You pay the bills, but who the fuck pays you? Oh, we need someone to check the drivers of drivers. That they comply. The fuck are you, if they can drive a van, they're fine.
Sometimes.
Okay. I don't believe a fucking word of that story. Can't be a full-time job for a human, can it? He's off. He's off to find a proper job. Good on him.
He's gonna win the next election.
Who's gonna win the next election? I don't fucking know, man. I presume Labour's gonna win, right? I presume. You would think. I mean, they could fuck it up. They fucked up at the last minute in the past. I'm not an expert on these fucking things. I don't know. I don't know. But also, sort of couldn't give a fuck. I imagine things will be exactly the fucking same. There's a cigarette paper between them, right? It's a carnival of... kind of is, though, isn't it? Fuck those guys. Any other questions?
How does this compare to the Tom Brady roast?
How does this compare to the Tom Brady... What, as a night out? I've noticed I'm not drunk at this. I'm at work now. I was just watching the Tom Brady roast, but it was fucking good. I got a couple of jokes on there. I was very pleased. I like doing that whole roast thing. I got in trouble for doing... I did a joke about this. There's an American politician called Ann Coulter, and we were doing the roast of Rob Lowe. So Ann Coulter's like, she's sort of a big Trump supporter, and like she's on Fox News all the time. She's very sort of right-wing. And I said, and I think this is quite reasonable, I said, I looked her in the face, I said, Ann, you're one of the most abhorrent, hatchet-faced, right-wing Nazi bitches alive. But it doesn't have to be this way. You could kill yourself. And they got ever so upset. The next day was like the number four story on Fox News. They were going, is it ever okay to tell a woman to kill herself? I was like, yeah, sometimes, you'd be surprised. My amazing friend deserves a shout out for many reasons. He's ginger, he has a man bun, he's married to Bobby. His name is Andrew Bollinger. All right, where are you, Andrew?
Here I am.
You're a ginger guy with a man bun. Are there no bullies in Western Supermare? How did that... How was that allowed to happen?
I'm from Bristol.
You're from Bristol?
Yeah.
Okay. That seems more of a Bristol sort of thing. And why the man bun?
For Ian COVID.
For Ian COVID. I mean, there's from Bristol, and then there's that speech impediment. For Ian from COVID. I thought I would get a ginger man bun because it'd be girt lush. The fuck is going on there? What do you do, Andrew?
I prepare some caravans, basically.
You repair caravans? And you weren't upset about my gypsy joke, no? You've moved on. I repair caravans. Mainly locks that are broken because I've just broken into it and taken it. Good on you, it's very nice to have you here. What else we got? Our son thinks you're a tribute act. He doesn't believe the real Jimmy Carr would perform here. Carol, where's... Yeah. Frankly, I'm with him. I think I'm better than this too, but you know. Where's the kid?
Oh.
Is he here? Well, hi.
No, he's not here.
He's not here. But he thought I would be a tribute act.
No, he just didn't think that you would be...
He didn't think I would perform here. Well, I fucking am. Can we get him on the phone? Let's get him on the phone. Let's call him. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we call him? What, sorry?
How old is he?
What the fuck does that matter? I'm going to assume he's not going to be 4 years of age. A very cynical toddler. Enjoy the show, Mum. It's probably a fucking tribute act. Don't forget to get fags on the way home. It's not... What's that? It's ringing. Okay, it's ringing. Can you... Hang on. What's he called?
Mark.
Mark? Hang on, I'll put him on speaker. Hi, Mark. Mark. Mark's fucking hung up. I'll call him back. Don't worry about a thing, I'll call him back. Can't believe Mark's been quite so rude. He's calling back again. It's a call from his mum, remember? Huh? Leave him a voicemail?
Yeah.
All right, you all got to be quiet while I leave a voicemail.
Has he spoken back in
front?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Mark.
Sorry,
I know it's Jimmy Carr calling. Your mum can't talk right now because I've got my cock in her mouth. He's hung up again. Unacceptable. There you go. Good luck to Mark. I like the fact you called him Mark. Did you consider Stain as well? What should you call the baby? Mark. Why? I mean, he's left a mark everywhere. Can I have a photo, please? A friend of mine passed away last year with a brain tumour, and we have to post a photo every day for 70 days of something to help with your well-being. Okay. Today my photo is going to be for laughter. All right, hopefully. Who had someone pass away? Where are you? Maybe they've gone too. Fuck. Is that over there? Hi. Yeah, you can have a photo. Come on down. Come on, why not? Fine. Stairs? Stairs. All right, I'll do a photo. What's your name?
Sue.
What's Sue? Are you a lawyer? Be a good name for a lawyer. It's Sue here. What was your friend called?
Yeah. Ellie.
Ellie? Well, I'm very sorry to hear about your friend's demise, but, you know, I think, yeah... Oh, hang on, this is going to be awkward. Well, give it to me and I'll hang on, I'm good at this. Ba, ba, ba. Ooh. Hey. Well, it's very nice to meet you. I'm sorry about Ellie, but this gig's for Ellie, if anyone's interested in that kind of thing. Nice. Alison Thompson, bright orange jumper, seat H16, 47th birthday. She loves it rough and ready. Where's Alison? Where are you, Alison? I'm sure lots of people have been up there, yeah. And what do you do, Alison? You work in a carpet? You fucking Alibaba and the 40 V's. You work in a carpet what? In a what, sorry? In a carpet shop. I work in a carpet shop. Excellent. And do you like it rough, Alison? It says you like it. What, sorry? I think we'd take that as a yes. Will you be careful about the carpet burns?
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.